love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Ragazzi, I am Gianluca Lia, your Tactics Imperium host, powered by Serie A Spotlight. And yes, we are going to speak Atalanta's historic victory in Turin against Juventus. Bentornati ragazzi and welcome back to another episode of Serie A Spotlight, spin-off podcast Tactics Imperium. Today, we are going to dive into the tactical chaos that unfolded in Turin at the Allianz Stadium, where Atalanta handed Juventus their worst home defeat since 1967-1968, when Juventus lost 4-0 at home to rivals Torino. That's right, folks. A result so bad that it's making the ghost of past Bianconeri legends shudder. A defeat that piles even more problems onto Juventus and Thiago Motta. And let's be honest, they have already got a few after a rough February and March between eliminations from the Champions League and the Coppa Italia. And believe me, I don't know which is the worst from them all. On the other hand though, this win catapults Atalanta into a potential title showdown against Inter on Sunday, and what a match we have. Simone Inzaghi's side might be sweating a little, with his side only 3 points clear, and don't forget Antonio Conte's Napoli in between. They will face Venezia on Sunday, and you know, next Monday we might have 3 teams on 61 points. Impressive, eh? Alright. Prima di tutto, let's break down how Giampiero Gasperini and his Atalanta side outclassed Juve in every department. First things first. This win was all about chemistry and cohesion for Atalanta. Meanwhile, Juventus looked like they were trying to put some IKEA furniture without the instructions, confused and all over the place, especially in the second half. Atalanta's performance was highlighted by an impressive 3.73 expected goal. That expected goals, for our new listeners, and for context, that's like ordering a medium pizza and getting an extra large with every topping. A number that high tells us that Atalanta weren't just creating chances, they were crafting high quality opportunities with precision. And before anyone asks, yes, expected goal is more than just a fancy stat for football nerds. It's a metric that evaluates the quality of chances based on factors like shot angle and distance from goal. A 3.73 is massive and proves that Atalanta could have honestly scored more. Juventus, meanwhile, looked about as threatening as a toothless lion. Now, here's the twist. Atalanta did all this with just 37% possession. So, how did they manage to wreak havoc with so little of the ball? Well, this is why context matters, amici miei. Football isn't like other sports, for example, basketball, where possession tells the whole story. Atalanta's plan was clear. Sit back, lure Juventus into making mistakes, and then, boom, hit them on the break. Think of it as the football equivalent of a rope-a-dope strategy. Their vertical play was lethal, consistently exposing Juventus' shaky defensive setup. The Bianconeri were pushing forward, pushing a lot of numbers forward in the final third, but there was no real punch. Combine that with Atalanta's aggressive man-to-man marking and clinical counter-attacks, and you've got a recipe for nightmare in Turin, just like what happened. Speaking of tactical gems, now let's talk about the move known as La Salida La Volpiana. Sounds fancy, right? Well, anyway it is. So this build-up tactic, inspired by Mexican coach Ricardo La Volpe, who, open brackets, a coach that was a big influence on Pep Guardiola when the current Manchester City coach was playing for Dorados in Mexico back in 2006, involves a defensive midfielder dropping down between the two center backs to form a back three. This creates central spaces for the midfielders to exploit and stretch the opposition. In this game, K Kefrem Turam of Juventus executed it to perfection, dragging Atalanta's markers out of position, or at least as high as possible, towards Juventus' box and opening up passing lanes. At the same time, Juventus did resort to long balls by their goalkeeper, Miguel Di Gregorio. The idea was layering Atalanta's toward their own box, allowing the wingers and their striker Colomuani up front, albeit against Atalanta's high and aggressive man-to-man marking, but leaving the wingers out and wide meant that both Kenan Yildiz and Nico Gonzalez could have chances of 1v1s against their opponents, and if Colomuani receives the ball, he would have easily hold on to the ball and then lay off to one or two midfielders who were trying to attack and exploit the half spaces, which were empty at that point in time due to Atalanta's man-to-man marking, which is obviously a blueprint of Gasperini's defensive trademark. I also need to mention Isaac Hien, Atalanta's centre-back, the guy that put Randall Colomuani in his back pocket and threw away the key, basically. We're talking about 100% tackle success rate, 3 clearances and 3 recoveries. Colomuani, just 27 touches and 0 chances. Now, at the same time, we are speaking about Juventus build-up, but there might have been one tactical decision that might haunt Thiago Motta in the next days or so, and it's this: leaving Federico Gatti in a 1v1 against Ademola Lookman in preventive marking. This happened exactly before the 2-0 goal scored by Atalanta, which was basically seconds after the restart. Big mistake. Lookman's speed and dribbling made Gatti look like he was defending on ice skates. A better move would have been to double up on him, but obviously we are all speaking in hindsight. Making matters worse was actually Atalanta going 2-0 up, and it was game over practically. Juventus' tactical structure fell apart, and Atalanta smelled blood and went for the kill, adding 2 more goals and wrapping up what we can all call a Gasperini masterclass. So, what does this mean moving forward for Juventus? Back to the drawing board, and quickly, because there have plenty of crucial fixtures coming up, and in some very tough places: Artemio Franchi di Firenze, Stadio Olimpico Rome twice, and Stadio Dallaro of Bologna. For Atalanta, this win is a statement, not just to Inter and Napoli, but to the rest of Italian football. If they can keep this level of tactical discipline and finishing, the title race just got a lot more interesting. So, that wraps up today's episode. We hope you enjoyed this tactical breakdown. Make sure don't forget to follow Serie A Spotlight on all social media platforms and wherever you get your podcast. I am Gianluca Lia, and alla prossima!